Money is to find all the means to make it. Wheeling, dealing, mood is shaking. Hustling, taking care of business. Won't be tied down or held to ransom. Rather be free than to survive on welfare. Okay, yeah. Welcome to Journeys with JP on Wolf Spirit Radio, on Revolution Radio, on actually, I think it's TNSR. It's really great to be on. It's probably my first Monday logging onto this stream. And so if you can correct my spelling, I think it's sour, or it might be sore, but it's in a language that I can't pronounce very well, so... but thank you very much, Kev, for bringing us on. Thank you very much, Hawk, and I really do hope your thumb gets better. Today has been, well, for some, it's been quite a challenging day. Let's put it mildly. Let's understate, as we Britons tend to. It's been crap sometimes. I mean, there's been some rather difficult things that have happened to people I know. I myself have been preparing for such an event, and you prepare for that kind of event by doing lots of meditation and making sure that there's nothing crunchy on the way in, because basically it's like somehow being rolled through a roller, and if there's anything kind of crystallized and brittle inside you, then when it snaps it just pokes through your skin and it hurts a lot. And so, if you've managed to decrystallize these things, it's not a little, it's like, you know, it's on a sort of psychic level, but still, it works to say the same sort of analogy. If you haven't got crunchy stuff, it won't hurt. If you're soft and flexible, and don't take things personally, and don't swell up and harden, which is what we call ego. If you can remain calm during these moments, then that's really that's what it's about. That's what the whole evolution thing is. Because imagine there might be places in the universe where it's like this all the time, and you just have to be able to walk through the war zone of it all and remain calm and not be freaked out by anything, because you've done enough inner work so that you're not upset by things that, you know, people find excuses to be upset by, you know, what they call first world problems, you know. Oh, my iPhone is red. Oh, you know. So welcome to today. Welcome to the nightmare that has been today. And indeed, as I sit here in my studio thinking, I wonder if she remembered. It's very likely that my guest has had a really bad day too. Everybody's had a bad day, but actually I haven't had such a bad day. It's been a rather wonderful day on some respects. So it depends how you use it, because if you know that it's going to happen, then you can be prepared for it. And instead of facing difficulties and hardships, you're actually able to kind of sail through it and enjoy it because you've kind of prepared. And it's like what they call them, preppers. I have to tell you that myself and my now ex-wife were one of Britain's preppers. We were on the television supposedly prepping for, I was going to say 9/11, but prepping for Y2K. And they, of course, being the mainstream media, they blew everything. They lied about everything. Yeah, basically, they lied about everything, every aspect of us. And anyway, so we were plastered all over the net and blamed for people panic buying toilet rolls, I think, or something. Anyway, So, yeah. That was 10... No, oh, that was... No, was like, what, 14, 15, 15... That was like 15, 16 years ago now. We were kind of thinking about physical preparation then. But now, it's much more... It's really an emotional preparation. We have to be emotionally prepared for what's to come. More than physically prepared, like with stocks and things like that. Instead of stocking up on seeds and things, well, in fact, that's what we're doing as well. But we are collecting our mental tools. We're collecting our emotional tools. We're learning how to de-traumatize. In fact, it was very interesting because last night I was doing my usual production run on my Sunday, and I have sometimes up to six shows in a row, 2 hour shows in a row. It's 12 hours, what I call in the saddle, and it can be quite tiring. So by the time I get to Evolution at 9 PST or 7 PST, is it 7 PST? I'm just about ready to kind of crash right out. And then I still got another 2 hours and everything like that. Anyway, so I got to that point yesterday, and I really didn't know what to do because she hasn't turned up for a couple of weeks, and she's, you know, somewhere and not able to communicate. Anyway, so I just pull a show out at random, and it was Max Spears and Rachel, and I'd really recommend if anybody can get hold of that. Didn't hear it last night. Get hold of it. As it was an absolutely fascinating talk. She spoke about something which is called... Let me see. I have it here. Did I have it here? No. I left it here. I'm just going to look in my history because I had it opened up just a little while ago. Nope. Didn't have it, but I did post it in Facebook. That's right. So it was the being able to release trauma. Let me find it. It's almost here. I'm almost there. Come on, J. No, J. Talking to Facebook. There we go. TRE, tension, stress, trauma release. A revolutionary way to feel better. Okay. Oh, that's good. Thank you very much, Jude. Right. So, yes, indeed. So, what it turns out, this is a technique, a modality of healing the release of trauma. And this is something that... I think it was either Rachel or Niara Isley, both incredible people. She was talking about this TRE, which is a way of releasing trauma. And I've never seen this video before, but I've seen exactly what it is because I experience it myself. And that is that you basically allow your body to vibrate. You know, I think in the States you call it Jimmy legs, where you kind of make these involuntary jerks. And if you were to allow it to happen, if you just like find yourself, you know, make yourself alone somewhere and just lay on a nice comfortable space, warm enough, and see if you can allow the vibration to come, because what happens is you might get a kind of little jerking sensation, and then it might start firing like a, you know, like an ignition system, and that's basically it's firing up an internal human trauma release system, you're basically, you know, it's just, you know, if you take a cat, right? And you twizzle it around, you know, you pick it up and, you know, play around with it. And, you know, it may not be so pleasant or unpleasant, but whatever you do, when you drop the cat back down on the floor, it kind of staggers around for a second or two, and then it does this thing. It goes, And you see dogs do it as well. And it's not just to get water off. They send a wave down their body that revibrates their body back to their frequency. And essentially, what you're doing is that you're returning to your frequency, and you're allowing your own your own internal frequency to re-establish itself in your body. Because, and I speak about this, I think, quite a lot, that our frequencies have been messed with, and we're traumatized by it. Essentially, when you're the tiniest child, the minute that you start eating with the family, you go through a certain level of trauma, because suddenly the world has stopped rotating around you, and that really sucks. It depends how you handle it. So, Eugme, eh? All right, there we go. So I'm just checking the Yes. Oh, everybody's got this. Well, there we go. Cosmic Reality. .net. Indeed. JB's background. It sounds like porn music. Thank you. All right, I'm just checking the chat room. So I was due to have a guest on, so I won't talk about her until I get her on. if anybody would like to come in and have a reading, I'd be very happy to oblige. If anybody has a dilemma that they'd like to find some clarity with, if you have a choice that you need to make, two or more things, I can illustrate that by the application of applied analysis of frequency. It's called the seven rays. Anyway, so 347 688, no, that's the wrong one, 310, there we go, 310-421-4053, and you can speak to me directly on the air on Journeys with JP. Yes, 310-421-4053. A sip of English tea. Oh. So, yes, the cosmos is indeed messing with us, Noreen. All right, so, well, let's have a talk about this. But if you'd like to come in on the call and we'll see where it goes. Today is a day. If you've had something really weird happen to you, and you need to find some kind of contextual continuity to your reality, perhaps I could find that bridge. Who knows? Use dowsing. So, have you? Hang on. Tuning fox. See, someone who was playing with one. JP, have you had that starting up that you speak of by a voice alone? Andrew, have you had that starting up? Vibes, you're going to have to say that again. have you had that starting up that you speak of by a voice alone? All right. So you're gonna have to clarify that question. I'm sorry, Vibes. You're gonna have to say it again. So yes, Andrew. Is that Andrew Butzis or Andrew Buzziago? I don't know. Oh, I'm gonna have Alfred Weber on my show in a few months, in February. That's gonna be fun. And indeed, next Sunday on Ever Beyond Radio, on Wolf Spirit Radio, I'm going to have Robert Morning Sky, Ladies of Fire, and all of that jazz. That's quite fun. Next week, actually, I've got a really full program. that's provided everybody turns up. Next week, I'm going to be speaking with healer Frank Jordan. I've been running a radio show every week with Frank, actually now several times a week after Dave has passed, with Frank and his healing group. And he's a fascinating character because he embodies his triple nature. Let's put it that way. That will be one little teaser for you. And is a living example of a high soul, low soul, and up mid soul, so how he calls it, or soul personality in monad, as I call it, living in the one skin suit and expressing through that. That'll be Frank Jordan. And then the week after that, this is great, I've got Elizabeth Joyce on again, and I had Elizabeth on a couple of weeks ago, and she's going to be giving some of her 2015 projections, and see how things turn out for the coming year. We know that the day before my birthday, March 17th, what a cheek, March 17th, next year, I will be, it'll be the day before my 54th birthday, so nothing better go wrong, but it's the final Uranus-Pluto square. So, it'll be a day like today. If you've had a weird day, that day will be the ultimate in weird. It'll be beyond weird. So, let's see what happens when we call when we call up Noreen and see what Noreen says. Aha, there you are, Noreen. Hello. Bet you didn't expect that.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. Yeah, so you were saying something about either making comments or you were doing psychic readings or statements, or so what's going on?
Well, basically, look, if you've got something going on, everybody's got a dilemma. Everybody has dilemmas. Do you know what a dilemma is?
Yes.
You know, shall I do this or shall I do that? What will be the consequences of this as opposed to the consequences of that? And the way I do it is I reframe your question in terms of how, from your soul's point of view or from your personality's point of view, and then the choice becomes that much clearer.
Okay. Sorry, I had to close the door. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very, very well. You have a very, very, highly adjusted microphone. Let's put it that way. Yes. Anyway, so Noreen, what's up? What's your dilemma? What's your issue?
Let me see. There's probably a few. I can't believe I'm the only person calling, but or you might get more, actually. But let's see. Well, just okay. Let's see. Just start. Maybe I asked this before with one of your guests. I don't remember. Should I keep going with my own psychic or intuitive impressions about things? Because it seems like many of them come to fruition, or they tend to be true. And if I do that, do you feel maybe on a material level I could be misled, or do you feel like whatever my guides are or my own intuition is probably like valid on this 3D level? Because I know sometimes impressions are kind of out there, and then sometimes they kind of translate into the material world. But
it's a step-by-step process, isn't it, of unfolding what is real, how you recognize what is real, how you know by its graininess or its quality that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if
mm-hmm.
if you were to look at a dollar bill, how would you know if it was counterfeit? It's got a particular feel to it. It's actually not paper, it's linen, you know. It's got a particular energy to it that makes it real as opposed to counterfeit. However, you know, I am talking about dollar bills, which are essentially monopoly money, but we won't go into that. But you know what I'm saying. You know what's real, and you know what's counterfeit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And what is counterfeit, and what is its purpose? What's the purpose of something that would be counterfeit?
You know, sometimes I wonder if these are challenges thrown to us for us to see things with more clarity. But I'm kind of going also what you and Sean were talking about earlier. And I'm kind of going on that with that energy too about how some of these things feel like they're not, you know, they're not within our control, so to speak. But, you know, being intuitive, I think you try to be objective. You try to look at it, you know, for what it is. And, it seems like the twists and turns. Yeah. I mean, I feel what Sean was talking about with you on air, that, you know, we can't always see the outcome of some of these changes. We can go by our intuition, and I'm not feeling mine is misleading me. But it is kind of hard to utilize that and kind of swim through it a little bit.
Okay. I get your right. Okay. I see what your question is asking. The word, first of all, let's come to terms. Let's get a word for what you're talking about. And the word you're wanting to speak about is discernment. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Probably so.
Discernment is the ability, for instance, to see the difference between, for instance, scarlet and vermilion and burgundy. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, detailed discernment, where you're able to discern what is what.
Mm-hmm, yeah? Right.
Okay, so there are things that come from, like, different octaves of granularity. When I say, do you know what I mean by granularity?
What you mean, like how clear something comes to you, like how
yeah.
real it's...
You know how, like, TV in the 60s had, like, 600 lines, and now we got HD, you know, it's really crisp and clear.
Right.
Yeah? That's what I mean by granularity.
All right.
Yeah? So if it's fuzzy, nebulous, not quite, a bit vague, you know, or if it's crisp and sharp.
Right.
Okay. For instance, the Neptunian influence is these illusions that are a little bit vague, a little bit feely, because they play on your babyhood fears, you know, your early programming or your early things like that.
Well, that's interesting. That's rather interesting you say that, because on my natal chart, I have Venus opposite Neptune.
Okay, so there may be issues about where you put your heart, and mm-hmm. you have to have Neptune in the right order. You see what
yes.
I mean? See, the energy I'm getting with you is like that. You're quite in mind oriented. You have a well developed intellect, and that, as always, with somebody who is developing intellect as well as intuition, there always is. It's worse than walking a tightrope. It's like standing on a point.
Right.
Because it's more than one pair of dimensions. It's a pair. It's like it's a side to side and a back and forward balance.
Right.
That you have to keep, and it's more like riding a unicycle or something like that.
Is it okay if we end in for now and I just stay on hold? Somebody's at my door.
Okay. Go and enjoy your person. Look, I'll let you call me back, and we can talk about other things. So
right.
I hope that was useful, Noreen.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there was Noreen Help. Noreen Help Hand. I hope I was helping hand helped Noreen to help. So if you're interested, you can indeed call me in. On 310-421-4053. That's the Studio B station code for calling this number. I don't know how many people are listening. Maybe somebody is. Who knows? But it would be lovely. You know, if you've got any questions, any dreams that you've had, you'd like to have a peruse around, we can look at these things together and examine how they match with the way that you think. You can also call in the Wolf Spirit Radio numbers, which means you can call in from UK if you are in the UK. You can call in on the 44-141-356-4141. So that's 0141-356-4141. That's a Glasgow number. So this is all really good. Yes, X-ray. Yes, TSA. All right, very good. Yeah, so... yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of people experiencing the Uranus-Pluto square. To me, it's always been like a pestle and mortar. You know, it just feels like, you know, just another grind down. And somehow it grinds our... Well, what is that crystallization? What is the crystallization that I speak of that when it breaks, it shatters and it cuts? Well, basically, if you're experiencing any pain right now, that's your side of it. And if you're experiencing some pain today, either on a physical, you know, you've fallen out of the window as you were trying to climb in, or, you know, that there's some form of bruising that has occurred, that's like... the shattering of this stuff is pointing its sharp edges. Broken bones can be very damaging. One of my ribs cut right through my liver, and I sort of died for a while. It can be quite damaging. So I'm learning these days to be like rubber man, like a cat. You know, cats are very flexible bones. More like a fish or gristly, rather than all ossified and crystalline. So, yes, it may be that we need to be very flexible and not. What does inflexible mean? What does that mean? Well, basically, if you freak out, you're being inflexible. If you want something else to change, you're being inflexible. You're not adapting to your circumstance. You're trying to control your circumstance. In fact, it's usually an infantile attempt to dominate a situation. People always complain about it. All right, there's a caller. So, there we go. Area code 805. Good afternoon. How are you? How are you? Where are you? You can also turn off your radio if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi, JP, it's Breezy.
Breezy?
From the chat room.
Breezy from the chat room. Are you calling are you calling from cyberspace? That's fascinating.
Yes, I am, sort of. I'm actually calling from Ojai, California.
Ojai.
Some more rain.
Is that Ojai?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So it's got the Spanish pronunciation, huh?
Yeah. It's supposed to be Native American, but... So I just wanted to call and say hi. I so enjoy you, and I always enjoy Sean, but I really always enjoy hearing your energy and your voice.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you very much. But the thing is, people always call for a reason, not just to say hi. Okay, so... And
oh, really?
Not to say hi from Ojai. Oh, hi. everybody's got, like, choices and dilemmas that is going on. You know, and especially today. I mean, this is the day of where you are impaled on the horns of the dilemma. And that's why it hurts so much.
It's quite exciting, isn't it?
So, in what way are you today impaled, my dear? Even in a small way, you know, bad dreams, weird stuff, you know.
Having a lot of dreams lately. I can't recall them because I didn't write them down when I woke up. But today, I've been pretty good lately, but today I did feel a lot of tightness in my chest just walking around that is very uncommon for me. So that's really the biggest thing I noticed besides watching everyone else and their interest in behavior.
So, yeah, there's a feeling of compression.
Yes, in the chest.
Yes.
Earlier. It's past now, but it was pretty strong earlier.
All right. Yeah. Well, I've been feeling that for a few days. So I tend to feel things get quite sensitive to things, and feel them a few days before they come, and still feel them a few days after they go. But So and that actually gives us an opportunity to deal with some grief. All of these things, you know, everything has a part of your body. Every feeling has a part of the body. And that chest is a thing about grief, isn't it?
Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't having a heart attack. But I figured it might have been a solar flare of the energies. But the couple days before, I had been crying at the drop of a hat without even knowing why. So that totally makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, so it may be that you'll be getting clues and memories. Because your body will tell you what is going on. Yeah? If you can listen to your body, you can stay healthy.
Uh-huh.
And your body tells you. So if you, for instance, bang your thumb, it depends whether your left thumb or your right thumb, but your thumb is your ability to impress into the world your will, isn't it?
Right, your center of will.
Yeah, so, and if it's left or right, if it's left, it's feminine, and if it's right, it's masculine.
Okay.
And the feminine side deals with feminine affairs, like intuition and flow and the feminine sides of things, the shape and color of things, the flow and form of things, okay? And if it's on the right, it's the direct impression of thought, creation of thought forms and rules and punctuation and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Correction, you know.
Linear.
Yeah, linear stuff, yeah. So depending on the balance of that, because you know we're looking to have a balance of both. You know, we can't all be kind of flopping around Neptunian, you know, like fish out of water. Oh, I can't. You've got to be playing that music or I'll die. You know, no, you have to be here, but you can't be so tough that nobody can touch your heart. You know, it's getting to that balance. It's always about getting to the balance, and we all have an imbalance, and the imbalance is through the soul and personality energies blending with each other. That's how we get the balance.
Okay.
So if you have dilemma, often the solution is neither, or the solution is both. You know, somebody was talking, they were joking on their Facebook. You know, people are talking about meditation. Well, I like to fight. I find that meditating. That's you know, do you meditate or fight, or fight or meditate? So people would, you know, going back and forth. And I said, yeah, why not meditate before you fight? Then you'll win. Then you win. Yeah.
It's like when you have an opposition in your chart, it's to come to the middle of it, to use the best of both. And it's between the two brain hemispheres to get to that middle. Very difficult at times.
Well, yeah, but that's the aim. That's where we're going to.
Yes.
That's how If Thine Eye Be Singles is. You know, that's how we get there. We can rotate to the left and we can rotate to the right. We can spin right and we can spin left. We do both. We do both at the same time. That's the clever one. And that's how we stay atop.
I think brain studies of people that meditate or douse, either one, and when they're doing either one of those activities, their brain fires more in a hole and almost in a circle instead of firing up on one side and the other. It's quite fascinating.
That's right. That's right, because you get a circle. Do you know why you get a circle? Because the forward and backwards motion and the left and right are balanced with each other, and so it goes in a circle.
Cool.
It's very beautiful, isn't it? The way it all works. And so, having said that, talk to me. Breezy, what's wrong?
I used to be a psychic reader who used colors to do readings.
Did you?
But I'm also a Virgo, and I've run a few businesses, so I've used both sides, but I definitely was more imbalanced on the feminine side, have more a problem on my male side, I would say. Definitely.
Yeah,
but
now.
I'm trying to balance.
Well, you see, now, these are the days. I mean, so this is certainly something that's been happening in the last few weeks for me. This is Pluto, right? This is Pluto coming along and saying, "Okay, let's have a look at some past lives, shall we?" I was reading this book, and you can download it from my website. It's everbeyondradio.com. But it's called JP Reads For You, and the book is called Atlantis, The Dark Continent. And it's really dark, you know. It's all about, you know, how it's the whole history of Atlantis told through a group of people who were incarnating at various times throughout the history of Atlantis. And it starts right at the beginning, the point when things go bad. What starts going bad? It's blood sacrifice.
Yeah. When I feel Atlantis or Egypt, I don't feel good things. When I feel Lemuria, I feel really good things. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, because
when it starts going bad, blood sacrifice. Yes.
Well, even in Lemuria, there was a small blood sacrifice group.
Was there?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that, you know, they've been here a long time, but they weren't so well developed or connected. By the time they got to Atlantis, they were there at the beginning, and so they could build it underneath subterranean world. So. Long story. But
so are we going to heal that now, or are we recreating it to make better choices, or at this moment in time?
Are you not doing so?
Yes.
I mean,
hope so.
Yeah, this is what we're all doing, isn't it? This is what we're all doing right now is we're trying to do things with a more ethical... Because we didn't know about ethics. We didn't know that other people, if you don't feel somebody else, that they feel things, you know. If you put an electric cattle prod on a person, that it really bloody hurts, you know. And you wouldn't like it if it was done to you. So and in the ensuing 13,000 years, we've been back and forth. The people who have been the tortured were the torturers, you know, and we're kind of back to zero, and there's a whole load of tension built up, and you have it in your own personal life. Everybody's got this tension built up where you're pushing one way, another person, usually your married partner or your girlfriend or whatever, is pushing the other, and it's been like locked in loggerheads forever, for years.
Yeah.
You know, and these will be issues that will be, that perhaps have been carried on throughout lifetime after lifetime. And it's here to heal. And how do you do it? Well, you know, I'm going to use the old F word, forgiveness.
Yes.
Forgiveness. It's just so easy.
For self and others. Yeah,
it's so easy, and we've got this beautiful little formula, you know, the Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry.
I love that. Yes,
please forgive
that.
Me.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, and did you know? All right, here's a little nugget for you and everybody. When you hug someone, Mm-hmm. Apparently, it takes 17 seconds to get the required amount of oxytocin flowing through the body when that happens. 17 seconds.
That's okay, a funny thing. I didn't know that.
It's a funny thing, 17 seconds. There's lots of things that are, like, for instance, if you want to manifest if you want to manifest something, you hold the thought for 17 seconds. Anyway, another interesting thing, and I timed it, is, and you can time it right now, start your clock. Okay, repeat after me these four things. I love you.
Okay. I love you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. That was about 17 seconds, you see.
Perfect.
You see? So, you know, we can have a new greeting. Until Ebola strikes everybody, nobody wants to touch each other. Until that time, we can give good hugs and much love and forgiveness. Because, you know, people in our life, if you've got somebody comes to see you, if you see them day by day or week by week or on a basis, you know, then you've lived in a past life with them, almost for sure, probably several.
Right.
And that your life is perhaps more grandiose and expansive than you might have thought. You know, you could have been a military general in one life, or a Caesar, but you end up as a kind of office clerk or a graphic designer or something like that, you know. But it's like the Doctor Who TARDIS. It's infinite on the inside. It's bigger on the inside. And
well, that's what I thought with the 17 seconds adds up to 8, which is infinity.
There you go. And do you know infinity? Do you know a Pringle?
Is it what now? I'm sorry.
Do you know the Pringle?
Little
crisp Pringle, yeah? If you look at the Pringle edge on, in a particular way, you will see the infinity sign.
Well,
so there you go.
You know what?
The universe is a Pringle. What?
When we hug each other, like when you meet somebody and hug them, then you should say those things, those four little sentences, because it's 17 seconds, even if you say it in your mind and to the person. And that'll be the 17 seconds, because then you don't have to think about how long is 17 seconds. And
exactly.
And you're doing like two things at once.
Exactly. And because you're doing that, you're forgiving them. And the reason you say thank you, one of the reasons that you may want to say thank you is by doing that, they give you an opportunity to pay back some karma. You know, because karma always works. Most of the time, if you want to deal with karma, it's all about forgiveness. And it's usually forgiveness of an implied debt of some kind.
And you can't forget some of the things that I've gone through, goes on and on, but it's also very important to forgive yourself for any feelings you had, whether it was fear or madness or anger. You have to forgive yourself, too.
Well, that's an interesting angle of the self-forgiveness, because it really is definitely.
Because it comes back to us, and then we're not holding the love in our hearts and for ourselves or them. Mm. So we need to clear all that. That's probably why I'm getting all that tightness.
One of the things about the work that I've been doing is. You realize that you've got these fragments of yourself all over the place, all over the time,
yes.
You know, splattered all over time, little fragments. I liken it like an ingrown toenail. You know, if you got this tiny little shard of toenail that is growing away from the main piece, and it's growing into the side of your foot. It's very sore, and it's subterranean. And when you know about it, the only time you know about it is when somebody presses on your foot, on that toe, on that little spot. Yeah. So that's a kind of analog to a fragmented personality.
Okay.
And whenever we're traumatized, our personality fragments. And that's what a lot of these MK Ultra and all of these programs, they work on that. They base their, you know, they base their entire science on the fragmentation of the human psyche. Apparently, it can be fragmented 13 by 13 by 13 ways. A cube of 13 by 13 by 13. Number of different sub-personalities. Some poor bugger somewhere was hanging out with 13 by 13. I don't know what even that number is. Huge. But that's how many you can break the personality down into. Each of those is an alter. But I believe that it happens naturally, because we're all traumatized. And people say, oh, well, you know, I couldn't do this because of my conditioning. And they just completely blasé go over it. Your conditioning is your mind control. That is conditioning.
Right. Totally.
It's traumatic mind control conditioning. That's how we all learn. Oh, yes, I'm very highly trained. Yes, very good. Very good. I hope you're proud. So, Breezy, how's your dilemma?
What now?
What dilemma? Are you still impaled on the horns of a dilemma? You know, dilemma's a goat.
Oh, boy, my life is so boring. That could be a dilemma in itself, but I'm kind of getting used to it. So, dilemma. Okay, the one that comes to mind, I'm not sure if it's a dilemma, I guess it could be, is I tend to love everybody, but I don't like many. So I'm trying.
But you don't like who?
No, many. I tend to love, like, everyone on one level, on a soul level, but I can be around everybody about 2 hours, and then I need to get back in my own energy. So I don't like to share space. So I'm sure I don't know what that means.
Well, because you're obviously showing signs of awakening and empathy, and when you're around somebody else and you can feel them, often what you're feeling is their trauma, because they... well, here's the thing, right? And you know, you hear about extraterrestrials, they don't want to be around people. This is one of the reasons. Okay? What's happened? Why did I get disconnected? Are you still with me? Or am I just talking to myself? I'm just talking to myself, I think. Am I back? Or not? Who knows? Yeah, there you go. Right, okay, I am back on the air. Right.
Sorry, you disappeared.
I know. Where was I?
That was weird.
Yeah, I just completely thrown off everything, the call and everything. And, gosh. Now.
And you were just getting to the good part.
Can you tell me where I left off? What was the last thing you heard me say?
I don't know. We were talking about empathy. You said something about empathy.
Oh, right, empathy. Okay, here's the thing. Yeah. What people don't realize is that all of the thoughts that you have do not occur solely inside your skull.
Right.
Your mind is bigger than you are.
Yep.
And thoughts are things that have people. You know, people say, I had a thought. No, that thought had you. Because they're things in themselves. They are real, you know.
Okay.
So... Yeah. When you are, when you're traumatized in some way, you need to it's like a coiling up a spring or tightening up a bungee strap. It holds charge, it's tension, under tension. And if you go through some traumatic procedure and then you're reprogrammed, it's like somebody's held that, like put a bridge in there, put a, you know, thrown a plank in that open wound to hold it open, to forever hold that trauma open, you see?
Yeah.
And what happens is that everyone that you meet who can feel things experiences that feeling. They feel the way you were made to feel. Yeah?
Okay.
And in this way, I say people share their feelings. But they don't share them, you know. So, for instance, let me just give a for instance. And this is something that happens a lot, is that somebody who got beaten up when they were a kid will have a family, and they'll have a kind of really menacing kind of energy around them when their children are around.
Yeah.
And they don't know why, because they're nice people. But
right.
it's that they have unprocessed trauma, and it expresses.
Right.
And somebody who is sensitive can pick that up. And it gets worse. You then start acting it out as if it was your own. And then you get called an idiot.
Yes.
This is shamanic healing.
Okay.
You have to get this right, because otherwise you think you're a fool. But if you learn about shamanic healing and what it is this, and why you want to be away from people, and it's there's nothing wrong with it, because if you're going, it's certainly a phase of evolution, and it can be quite a while. I mean, it can last lifetimes or something.
I didn't used to be like this. I used to be the life of the party, you know, but I was always sick all the time. Now I'm never sick, and I'm a lot happier, a little bored. But, you know, I enjoy people for a little bit, and then I get away, and I think maybe it is because I pick up. Plus, I'm trying to do my own healing, too.
Well, yes, of course. Now, here's the thing, is that the people that you meet who make you feel that way, the reason that you feel that way is because you share a similar trauma.
Exactly.
And
which
so,
is true.
So the
even
use.
When I did readings, you would pull in the people, of course, that have your issues, and that's how you know so much about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's all frequency.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
So when you can vibrate at the frequency without everything rattling, which is because there is still brittle stuff. Yeah.
How long is that?
It takes what it takes, but check out that trauma recovery thing.
That what you were talking about at the beginning.
If you go to I've lost it again. Where is it? It's on Vimeo. Tension stress trauma release. It's a tension stress trauma release, and you'll see that.
Is it on your site, or...?
It's on my... I can put it into the Revolution chat room.
Okay.
It's a Vimeo.
Oh, okay.
There we go. So I'll just pop that into the Revolution chat room now, and we'll see.
Thank you, and thank you for all the time... There it is, I see it. Thank you. For all the time you're putting in. I heard you talking about in the beginning of the show, you did like 12 hours or some crazy thing.
Well, I do that every Sunday. I've been doing that every Sunday for the last 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot of live content. You know, I've got, you know, I have cups of tea and a stove and... microphone and I'm mixing it. It's enlightening because, I mean, I'll just tell you about Frank Jordan. What he does is every Sunday, all the listeners go into a meditation, and he kind of is able to corral all of the combined energy of all the listeners plus the other group, and we can direct that energy to groups, people, places. Events, things, grid, earth,
cool.
And it connects in with the earth mind.
Is that on your Wolf Radio?
That's on Wolf Spirit Radio, yes. That's on Wolf Spirit
Radio.
All
right, I haven't been on there yet because I'm over here, but I can connect in anyway. Is there like a link on your page or something?
Just go to wolfspiritradio.com, Wolf Spirit Radio.
Okay.
Yeah, remember. Oh, woo.
Okay, yeah. And then I can listen in on Sunday and see what that's all about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so anyway, so next week at this time, I'll be speaking with Frank Jordan and about the work that he's doing and that we're doing, and it does seem to have an effect. You know, it's like what you were saying before. How do I know if the work that I'm doing is actually doing? How do I know if I'm remote viewing something or I'm just making it up? How do I know if I'm doing a reading on someone? How do I know that this is true or counterfeit?
Right.
And it's about the understanding of frequency. And then once you understand what frequency is about, there's no longer a Neptunian vagueness. It's a Uranian, Aquarian sign. It's scientific.
Right.
It's mercurial, it's Venusian.
Well, thank you, JP.
You're very welcome, Breezy. Stay tuned. Okay. We'll see what happens in the next hour. This is life.
Okay.
Bye now.
Okay, perfect. Bye.
Yeah, well, let's see. I will speak very slowly until this little... darling has finished downloading. You probably hear me all garbled up.
No,
yeah. Anyway, so how are you all? This is Revolution Radio, 100% listener-supported station, as it says on the packet here. And indeed, there's all sorts of fun things that are going on over the next few weeks, and there's the auctions and stuff like that that are going on. Now, let me just see if I can bring up the auction thing. So, yeah, that's at ourfreedomnetwork.com /auction, and it'll be active until the 22nd of December. So that's next Sunday's deadline. Sunday? 22nd is next Monday. So, yes. So if you... the round two of the auction will be there. So if you go... check it out and go to ourfreedomnetwork.com /auction, and don't forget the special bumper seed pack and the other ways, and the best way, my favorite way, what would make a nice Christmas for JP was if you were to buy Journeys with JP DVD collection of all of my shows, all in one place. I've been here since 2012, grandstanding the shift, sharing the journeys of people who have, ordinary people who have had extraordinary things happen to them. And we find out that nobody's really ordinary, nobody's boring or normal. Anyway, so, Pluto Uranus Square. Revolution. So this is a day of revolution. This is a revolutionary day, indeed. There's Ferguson and Missouri. There's all these things that are going on. All of these draconian laws that are being laid down. Draconian. Yes, as in Alpha Draconis. That place. If anybody, you know, wonder about the Draco reptilians and all that stuff, where in the sky they come from is absolutely right up above us. If you look towards the North Polar Star, Polaris, Serpens is not Serpens, Draconis is wrapped around the North Pole, the North Star, and you'll see it extend between the Plough and Cassiopeia. They're very prominent in the sky. Plough is that famous short saucepan-looking thing. And then on the other side of the sky, on the other side of the pole star, if you're looking north, you'll see this sort of W-shape constellation. That's Cassiopeia. It's, you know, almost a good W. It's just slightly off. That's Cassiopeia. And between them is Draconis, and Alpha Draconis is one of those. Somewhere around there is Lyra and Vega, which is like where the humans are supposed to have come from. Anyway, I digress. Revolutions. So we've got the final one, which will be on March 17th, which is the day before my birthday. So hopefully everything will have changed by the time I'm 54. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? Will you ever feed me if I'm 54? Anyway, if you would like to call in, the number is... something I can never remember. The number is 310-421-4053. Do call in. I'll talk about something. I always find something to talk about with somebody, and find some way. My attitude is always to leave somebody in a better state than I found them. Slightly more connected with their direction. You know, people talk about direction in life. People think, north, south, east, or west. No, that's not what direction means. Direction, as in director of a movie. That's direction. And do you direct the movie of your life? Who is the star? Who's the writer? Who wrote the screenplay to your movie? Does anybody still write it? Are you making it up as you're going along? Is there a plot? Are there story arcs? Got a little protagonist? Yeah? Yeah, this is fine. Anyway, I'll have to find that, actually. Yes. Have you anyone noticed chicken tastes like cat? Oh, no. No, I've never noticed that, Craig. You funny man. Anyway. So. Oh, well, yes, everything tastes like chicken. I'm not sure about rats. Especially, I don't know, would you like one raw? They talk about, they're all about this raw food diet. Do you eat raw rats? Are you that much of a meat eater, you'll eat a raw rat? It's not nice. No. So, that's enough. That's enough in the chat room. So, do call in, 310-421-4053, and we'll talk about some stuff. Now, what was I talking about? Uranus. Yes. So I was talking to somebody. No, I wasn't. I was looking at my Facebook feed earlier. And one of my friends said, that her father was standing next to the door. He opened the back door to let the dog in, and lightning struck the stainless steel dog bowl that was right next to him, which must have been a bit of a surprise. But that is entirely the action of Uranus. That is exactly what Uranus is like. It's sudden. It's electric. It is exactly the bolt from the blue. The hammer of Thor. Yes. Come on, Satan, sea tank. Red lobster. Well, food is, I really think it would probably be better if everybody grew their own. I know it's not possible. At least, make proper food. Make food from don't buy a box of food that you add water, because that's bound to have crap in it. If you have onions and garlic and tomatoes and stuff, stuff that is really real things, and then you cook them and eat them, they will be good. Will be, honestly. Because not only is the nourishment of the food, but it's the time and attention that you put into the food that makes it, it's like a kind of energy recycling. You make food for other people, you put your love into it. And that is nourishing. That really is the most nourishing thing. Yeah, I think that's the idea of this nouveau cuisine, is it's like be like very exquisitely placed, highly attended to things on the plate that have energy put into them, focused, intended into them. Anyway, are you still talking about crayfish? Come on. Well, there we go. They're still talking about lobsters. Lobster, missy, bammy, kiss me. Anyway, meanwhile, do call in. Maybe I'll talk to Nancy. Let's see what Nancy's up to. And bring her in. She doesn't know I'm calling. She does now. Yeah. So why does Skype still try? We have that. Anyway, let's see. Right now, that's a group call. There we go. Thank you, Skype. You're very good. Getting better. Let's see what happens when we add Nancy of the Hopkins. Let's see what's happening. She's away now. She said she'd come. She said she'd come on. Nancy,
hi.
There you are.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Did I wake you up?
No, I'm trying to figure out how to get back to your station to turn you off.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I'm buried behind a dozen Windows and error messages from Microsoft saying, buy some more stuff and it will get better. How are you?
To sell you. Good. You're doing a good show. You need me to give you a hand here?
Well, you know, just to shoot some moons. No, what do they say? Chew the fat.
The breeze. Shoot
the breeze. The breeze. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to do that because that was the last person I called was Breezy. So I don't want to shoot her unless I'm taking photographs. That would be a better way of shooting someone. But generally.
Yeah. Sure, I can give you some time. I'm trying to do the store, and somebody didn't push their cart thing in time, and when they finally got to it, three of the pieces that they had ordered were already sold, and so now I'm trying to scramble to figure out how I can make it right with them.
That's
and, of course, okay. I can't find the exact pendant type that they want.
So, I've been talking... I was with Willow over here in Britain, so we'll probably be she'll be getting some stuff from my site, but water and energy and all of these protections. I keep getting surprised by people not having heard of this because we've been talking about it. You and I have been talking about it for like the last 6 months, and it feels like we're banging on about it all the time. But maybe we're not. Maybe we were like just aware that we've been banging on about it, and are so not talking about it so much, and then are surprised when people haven't heard of it. So I don't know.
Well, but we just gotta keep getting the message out. That's all.
Put the message out.
It keeps everything that I've asked it to do is unbelievable. I mean, it just keeps doing it and doing it and doing it. Are we at all live?
We're in many ways live. We're so live, you wouldn't believe.
Break? Well, I'll tell you later what we've just discovered. Deep discovery.
Oh, deep discovery. Well, look, it's Uranus Pluto today.
I heard you talking about it. Yeah. What's his face before you? What's his name?
Sean.
Yes,
because here on Wolf Spirit Radio, we get Sean David Morton followed by, without having to retune, Journeys with JP, because that's the way it goes here. That's the way we roll. And, we've been talking about the Uranus-Pluto square that happens to be on exactment today. And, if you can keep breathing, your next breath... You know, just get to your next breath. You're doing all right. I think that for a day like today, that's the sort of thing that I remember. One of the early ones in 2013, that I had one day, and it was like, just get to the next breath. Just make sure, just take the next breath and you'll be fine. Because it was really very challenging. A lot of physical pain, a lot of distress and feelings and all this stuff. So how was your day?
I've actually had a good one. I've been playing with Shungite all day. I got that big order in. And actually, I just went out and picked up the last of the five boxes. It was, I ordered 100 kilograms. They could only get me 80. And that's getting to be problematic already. And they're the bigger pieces, the bricks. Did you see the picture of me with a pendant on that was 4.5 pounds?
There is a picture of Nancy on Facebook with, well, if you could describe this as a piece of stone on a pendant, I'd be underestimating it. It's like, you know, these rappers who walk around with bits of car on them. You know, basically, instead of it's like walking around with an entire piston and cylinder. You know, that's the size of this thing. It's a size of a brick, isn't it? That's the size of a house brick, and it was massive. And what size copper were you using? Was that tubing?
It's a quarter inch. It was 10 feet of tubing, quarter inch tubing, 10 feet.
And it was this, I mean, literally the size of a house brick, wasn't it? Did you say 4.5 pounds?
Well, that was what was so weird about it, because when, you know, I've learned that when I get a shipment in from any of my vendors, the first stone I pick out of it is going to be significant. Like one vendor, the first stone that I picked out was an exact, I mean, I'm telling you, an exact replica of the state of Florida where I live. It was bizarre. And so when I get these boxes, it's like, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, which box do I open first? And then I just reach in and I pick out whatever my hand grabs a hold of. And I pull out this thing, and it was like, I felt like it was at least 7 pounds. Okay. All of us thought it was much heavier than what it actually weighed out to. As a matter of fact, we decided, no, the scale must be off, and I reweighed it and no, the scale was right. But, Walt, when I showed Walt the thing, he said, and I told him, I said, it's very deceiving. I said, well, first off, it's very concentrated, so it's got to be the 60% fullerene. Because depending on what vendor you get, you can go down to 35% fullerenes. But what I'm trying to, you know, lock in is the vendors that are giving me the 60%. And this app, absolutely, because the 60% will be much, much more difficult to break. It's very hard to break. And so when I got this thing, I'm going like, oh my God, I hope they're not all like this, because that if they were all like that, it would have been a very, very, very bad business deal. You know, it's because you can't sell these things at a reasonable price. And, but it wasn't. The shipment was good. I've got some of the product up. I'm working on it now. They range from about just under a half of a pound to, well, 2.4 is the highest one I've weighed yet, and there's a good dozen of them out there that are 2 pounds and above. But this 4.5, when you turn it upside down, it actually weighs less than when you've got it upside. You feel it. You can feel the shift in weight. And it was Walt. He said to me, try just turn it upside down. And okay, you know, and I went, ooh, that's interesting. Because I could feel that the weight that was registering with me was different depending on the position of the brick, because we call them bricks. We don't use the word rock, because there is a shungite that is called shungite rock, and it's very little on the shungite. So I don't go with the term rock, but it is a brick. And, you know, so, and he said that was because of the field itself. That you're reacting with.
Yeah, it's, well, basically what we're talking about is a material that has a built-in gravitational wave. It's a zero-point energy, and it actually emits a faint gravitational wave, and it has a polarity. It's like it still has, even if it's part of something, it still has the particular flow of that part of the circuit that it was in. So if it was a slice of something that had energy that flows from the outside to the inside, it would still flow in the same direction. So the energy would go from the inside to the outside of whatever position that piece of fragment came from. I don't know if I'm making myself sensible here, but well, essentially, it has a flow through it. It has a plus and a minus, doesn't it?
Yes, and when we do the pendants, we actually have the front and back doesn't matter, but the up and down does. And you have to be energy sensitive to realize what because if you got it in the up down position, the correct position, it's wanting to flow down into earth, to ground. You put it the other way around, and it can get a little squirrely. And it's very interesting because I had Stephanie Dietz's daughter was over, and I said, I want to ask you something. And I took a bunch of pendant size out, and I said, tell me what's up and down. And she didn't miss once. You know, so it's a very discernible energy flow that, you know, a child who is, well, she's very energy sensitive anyway. But anybody that's ever gotten into the wrapping of them, and probably Nikki realizes it too, that there's an up and a down. You know, and as a matter of fact, I have to tell you about this because Stephanie Dietz's sister, Stephanie's my partner in the Shungite store, and her sister Chris was over, and she takes a look at the 4.5, what I was holding. What would I tell you it was? Yeah, 4.5. And she says, that looks just like a pendant. And it was. It was in the shape of a pendant. It was long and narrow and, you know, a perfect pendant piece. And she said, and I said, you want me to wrap it for you? Just kind of making a joke. And she says, yes. And I said, okay. And I sat there for a second. Then I remembered that I had that 10 feet of quarter inch tubing. And it took two of us to actually wrap it.
And yeah, it must have been quite a hefty effort to bend the stuff around it.
Well, once I got it going, then it's so interesting when you work with this stuff because once I got the first turn happening, then it wanted to go by itself. It's almost like it takes on a life of its own. Getting the, I mean, because you're dealing with, you know, we've got about 2 feet on it, and I've got 6 feet that now I have to start turning. And getting that momentum of that 6 feet to start moving was where I had to have her help me. She was holding the top piece with the wire, with a tube, and I was holding the middle and trying to get it on the bottom, you know. But once it started turning, it just was like really easy. And I knew it had pyrite in it, so I at one point stopped everything and turned the light on just to see where the pyrite was. And I was like, yeah, the tube has cleared the pyrite, you can see it. And I just kept wrapping it. We came out with exactly the right amount at the top. I didn't have to cut it. And I was just like blown away by the energy force that was coming off of this. Of course, we know that every time you put a wrapping of wire or circuit there, you increase the field. And so we took some pictures of it. It was ridiculous. This thing was just so heavy. I finally said, Chris kept looking pregnant with the thing. And I finally said, give it to me. I'm so old, I ain't going to look pregnant. Nobody's going to think I'm pregnant. So I stuck it on my neck, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to break my neck, you know, because I had made a choker thing out of another piece of copper. And so that's why I said, you get one shot at this, you know, to take the picture. And so then, you know, it was like I'm sitting around today, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going, like, what are you for? And then I remembered what happened last night when – You on your show when you brought I guess you ended up having four of us on, and that connection never even hesitated. I mean, that was a perfect Skype connection. Everything went right. But before we had gone on, I asked that particular pendant spiral. I said, please, would you make sure that the connection is good? None of this crap that we get. And so this morning I'm looking at it and I go, yeah, you're wolf spirits. I know you're wolf spirits. So it's called the wolf spirit generator. And it will never be sold. It's in a place of honor. I just hope it doesn't come down from the ceiling and kill somebody.
you want to put a good hefty hook in the joist up there or something?
Oh, it looks good, but you know, like I say, you never know what you were having that problem with gravity all of a sudden grabbing you and making you feel heavier.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, weird stuff, isn't it? Yeah. So yes, definitely we could certainly do with some of that on the Strange Universe program. We always get the Skype issues and things like that.
Well, just know it's here for you, and every time you start a show, because you know I don't want people to think that these are devices; these are energy devices. Yes, we believe there is a sentient being behind all of this, and you can make amazing connections with these stones, but it's really a way of hijacking the very system that the Dark Nobles, the Black Forces, whatever you want to call them, the Anunnaki, I don't care what you call them, but the people that have built this electromagnetic Wi-Fi system that's basically killing people, it hijacks it, and it takes the spin of, which is counterclockwise on these things, and instantaneously reverses it to the clockwise spin. So it's a right spin instead of the left spin. And when that happens, you have the life force. And so this thing, all it's doing is locked into the system, and it's just going to keep the circuits clean. I'll be surprised if there's the problems that we were having after this thing. But I tell people these things because I can't prove it until I say to you guys, try it. You know? So it's there for you. It is the wolf spirit spiral. I'll put it in my will, Jay, that it's sent to you.
Wolf Spiral Radio.
Yeah, Wolf Spiral Radio, yeah.
Well, we did actually stipulate, you know, we did say we want a spiral in there, and there is, if you look very carefully, in the S there is a spiral, there's a spiral and there are straight beams, straight rays, and that, you know, everything about that picture that we were talking about it last night about how we made it was quite an interesting experience to work together, and we're all contributing to the to what was happening on the screen.
Well, what was interesting to me, we're talking about the logo that is now on Wolf Spirit Radio website, and that we use it for a lot of the promos. When we started out, right from the beginning, it would be like Colleen would say, I'm not sure about that, and let's try this. And in a group of people, you normally don't see such an amazing, everything that anybody questioned and then was fixed, everybody agreed with it. There was total agreement. It was almost like we all had the same picture in our head, and we were just finessing it to get there. And of course, Michelle, when we left her alone for a little bit, she came back, and I mean, when I saw what she had done, the finished product, I actually started crying, because it was like, whoa, she's got this. You know, the energy was just what I was feeling about it, and the image was just, you know, perfect. The colors, everything about it was just so magical. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience, and it did demonstrate, I think, to at least the four of us that when we come together in ways like this with just the intention of doing good, you know, it's like everything works.
It was a beautiful synergy of things. And indeed, Michelle had basically drawn a galaxy star by star, you know, drew clouds in, and it's a quite a work of digital art, and she's actually I gave her the art website, so soon, well, she's uploaded a few of her pieces, and if you go to art.wolfspiritradio.com, you can see there are things there. She's even considering selling prints, so if you want something made into a print, we can provide that.
Now, how do they get to that? I don't even know about this.
art.wolfspiritradio.com. It's a sub.
Oh, cool.
It's a subdimension. A subdimension that I made of Wolf Spirit Radio.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. That's good. Excellent.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is when we're talking about Wolf Spirit Media Network, we're talking about more than just audio, more than just radio, because there are other expressions that can expand into their own domain. So, for instance, you know, somebody who does the logos isn't just doing logos, they're creating pieces of art that have their own life. and then they're brought together, and you're using them for the backgrounds to make the show promo. What's the word for that thing? The graphic art that describes a single show. What do you call them?
Well, you know, Luz was using a weird word, a weird terminology.
She is like from Argentina or something, isn't she?
It tells a story. What did they call that? It wasn't a logo. It was something else. I don't remember. But it does. It's more like telling a story. And, you know, if you look at what we call the logo, it does. It tells a story.
Narrative?
And... No, I don't remember what it was.
Anyway, so I'm sure we'll find. I'm sure somebody is going to tell us in the chat room. Actually, that would be nice. Somebody in the chat room is actually hearing what we're talking about and dealing with it. So anyway.
Okay, let me ask you this: are we going to go like when we take somebody who's written a book and we interview them, like Murray? Oh, by the way, it's Michelle Caruso that we're talking about, because we forget that maybe our audience doesn't know who we're talking about. But like Murray Morrison, when he did that interview, are we going to have some kind of a similar thing where we can actually promo books? Not that we're selling them, but we can send them to a place where they can buy them. Are we going to do?
That would be a really, really good idea. Would you like to do it? I can knock you up aside. Books.wolfspiritradio.com.
Yeah, but you got that Joomla thing in there. It makes me crazy.
No, I've got WordPress sites for these sub-sites. They're all WordPress.
Okay.
Much easier to use.
All right.
Yeah. Let me breathe. It's okay. It's WordPress.
Okay. Will it take audio? Can we do the interviews? Let's see. I was going to do this on my site, cosmicreality.net, under the Wolf Spirit banner, that, you know, to put up the audio of the interview and then, you know, a picture of the book and a little bio on the guy. And then, you know, this is where you can buy it.
All that is possible. And you could even have a little, shopping cart and things like that.
Oh, excellent.
All those things are completely possible with these things.
Okay, now, so are you going to be able to sell your recordings, your book readings, and Colleen Kelly also?
CD.wolfspiritradio.com coming right up. Yeah, that sort of stuff. I mean, maybe we could have a media site, something like that. We've got the archives. Oh, by the way, I haven't told you. Do you remember I was telling you a few months ago, one of my ideas was that we have, although our archives are behind a paid firewall, that we actually give the opportunity for people to download them for a couple of days after they're live, and then they go into the main archive. So that it's possible to actually listen to Wolf Spirit Radio shows before they go into the archive for a couple of days for free as of now. But...
Oh, excellent.
It would be nice if you do like them. Say you like the show. Say you like listening to a show. 2 hours of quite information-dense reality... Then, if that's worth to you a dollar, you know, how much, you know, what is it worth to you? How much is this information worth? It might be priceless. It might save your life. It might not. But it may change your life. And is that worth a dollar? I don't know. You know, if you download the show, donate a dollar. Maybe I should say that. Let's put it on the site. If you download the show, donate a dollar. That's it. That's all right tonight. Even if it's just a little bit at a time, all that mounts up. And we can buy things like nice streaming servers, and we pay for the server. The server is the thing that costs us the money to run, which is the thing that holds the archives. That's why we charge for the archives, because it costs to hold the archives. So,
well, they can get any of the archives for $5, right?
You can get all of the archives, in fact, for $5 per month. Or let's say that $5 gives you 30 days to rent anything you like, and you can download anything you like in that. You know, there's no limits to the downloads. It would be really good to see how people...
And they are MP3s, so they can download them into their little MP3 players.
Yes,
and
you can download...
You know, drive to work being educated.
Yep, you can put them on your smartphone. You can put them on your dictaphone. You can put them on your iPod. You can put them on your iPad. You can put them in your Google. You can put them on your Linux. They go anywhere. They're MP3s. They're ubiquitous. They're at 32 kilohertz. Yeah, flying high, getting so much bandwidth. Actually, you're hearing us on 32 kilohertz. That's how we roll here at Revolution Radio and War Spirit. We keep the bandwidth slightly low, so you get a bit of slishiness on the high trebles. That's the trouble. Sean likes these 80s songs, and he's all about the treble. And Skype just is not all about treble. Skype is brilliant. If you want to play bass, if you want to have bass on it, you can have fun putting music over Skype. But if it's all treble, then it's just a slishy mess. Hang on a second. I've got a message coming through from... Just in time. Call it the 99-cent store. Or maybe the extended senses store, or you know, maybe the 12 strand store. You've had a pretty quiet day, schlepping around big rocks and having fun. This is the thing: is do you think that any of these astrological influences are mitigated by the amount of shungite that you've got surrounding you?
Well, right now, I'm pretty certain that I have the biggest deposit of shungite in the United States. You know? So, if something was happening, I mean, I'm surrounded by this stuff right now. My house is torn apart because I had to sort through it and bag it and weigh it and all this stuff, and it's really all around me. So I can't imagine that anything would get through this shungite field that I'm sitting in. You know, my animals are very happy. All happy campers. I even had this stray cat come into the yard. And, you know, normally a stray cat, my big guy, he gets all crazy and wants to kill it. And, he's sitting there looking at him, and I said, "Aren't you upset?" And he's like, "No, it's just a cat."
So, everything's got this kind of, oh yeah, yeah, it's a laissez-faire field, huh?
Yeah, you know, you're so balanced. That's what shungite does. It just balances you out. And, you know, so if you've got that much, well, you don't need much. That's the key to it, is you don't need much. Have you read Regina Martino's book on shungite?
I don't read much.
No, well, this one I had to read because she is, you know, yes, somebody brought it to me, and then I told you about it, and thank God that you listened to me and didn't think I was a nutcase, because you were the one that allowed me to voice over the internet, you know, what I was seeing, which then connected with so many people that now it's not just me or you, it's, you know, I don't even know how many. There's probably thousands of people now that are into shungite because of what we've done. And it all started really with somebody that neither of us had ever met, who was Regina Martino, who was a French lady. And in 06, somebody gave her, it was a geologist from Russia, and she's into bioenergetic, well, I call it in my book bioelectromagnetic energy, but she calls it bioenergetic, and I think that's much simpler. But she and her people went back in 06, were so astounded. He gave her a box. He gave these people a box of the shungite. They didn't even know what it looked like. And they all had this immediate, oh my God, this is a profound thing, whatever it is. And so they set about to test it through what the scientists, the established scientists would say is, you know, fringe stuff. It's not science. But a quantum physicist would say, no, it's probably science because it's working with the energy fields. And they developed a number of protocols and testing to see what shungite was, if it was really what they thought it was. And one of the testing was based on Curlian photography, which probably a lot of our listeners know. It basically takes a picture of your aura. And even that, you know, they're definitive measuring devices to check the energy field of a human being. And so they would subject an individual to being in the field of a cell phone that's on, a Wi-Fi system. It was a Wi-Fi system they were sitting next to, like a router. And the energy field was just terrible. The structure of the energy field got really weak in that it wasn't thick anymore. It was permeable. It got, you know, like kind of crappy. And it shrunk. The vital field of the individual shrunk because the chakras were being affected. And they were being affected because this stuff, the electromagnetic and the Wi-Fi energy is spinning counterclockwise, which is anti-life. Life is is clockwise. So this left spin that they've got would then disrupt your body, your chakra system, your energy system that wants to spin to the right. I would say that it's the frequency. You know, I kept telling everybody it's a frequency. The frequency is the earth frequency, the life frequency. And it's the reaction of the spin to the frequency that they were able to determine. And so when they took that terrible situation and then they retested the same way, but the person had shungite appended on them, boom, it completely negated the left spin. It immediately, instantaneously, they kept using the word instantaneously, shifted the spin to the right spin, the life spin. So instead of it being a very dangerous and damaging field, it was now a living field, a life field. And they did it with the remote phone, same situation. And there was another way they tested it. But in every case, the shungite instantaneously reversed these negative fields into positive fields. So I highly recommend it. It's called Shungite, Protection, Healing, and Detoxification. Regina Martino. She's from France. And it was just, I found it right off the bat. She's got a pretty good website up. And I found it right off the bat, but it was in French. And they only started translating it in English this summer. So, you know, anybody out there, just look it up and you'll find it. Or, you know, I do have, well, we'll link it better. It's not linked the way I would like it to. But no, there's nothing about shungite that is voodoo or it's not even metaphysical. It's really based on quantum physics.
And indeed, zero point, which is
zero point.
When you consider the ancient symbol, the Tao symbol, which is what people call the yin yang thing, is that's a description of two things rotating around each other and blending, but remaining individual and rotating. And that's the nature of the movement of energy. And if you destroy that, then you disrupt the energy and you make it harmful. So what shungite does is help to bring it back into that dynamic spinning balance.
Well, I just got into reading Buckminster Fuller and the work that he did on the, what did he call it? The equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
Vector equilibrium.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, Nikki and I have been playing around with this quite a lot recently. And yeah, you may have noticed I made a form from the torsion twisted metal that is made of four rings that are interlocked and form a sphere. You remember that?
Yes.
That's a vector equilibrium in sphere.
Well, I don't know. Did you read the he was talking about the buckyball. He was talking about the fullerene, the molecule that makes the shungite different than anything else. And it was the fact that all of the lines and all of the angles were absolutely equal. And what And Buckminster Fuller said that because of all of this equilibrium, what you have in the middle of one of these, and of course at that time it was theoretical because they didn't know about the fullering, but that this geometric form creates a zero point. And that zero point is where there's no past, there's no future, there's no female, there's no male, there's no up, there's no down, there's only the potential of who knows how much. And what I found fascinating about it was that he was talking about this long before they ever found the fullering. And what Walt was telling me today is that if you look at the structure of the 60 carbons that comprise this soccer ball looking thing, that every time you've got six, all right, in the molecule of the carbon itself, it's got four points on it, which I call bridges. It wants to connect to something else. Every molecule wants to connect. It wants to get in.
It's a valency.
It's a valency, yes. I call it a bridge. And so in the way that the structure is of the fullerene, three of those bridges or variances are linked, and one of them isn't. So you've got 60 openings at the quantum level that is actually connecting to the quantum fields. So you've got 60 points that are drawing energy in from the quantum field into the center to the zero point. And, you know, that's why I say you only need one of these molecules to do everything we're talking about. You don't need a 4.5 pound piece, you know. That's why they call it a magical mineral. It's only supposed to be made in the vacuum of space. It's the only place it's found is in this one field in Russia. It's been around for 2 to 4 billion years. It's been known as a healing element. The waters in that whole area, the lake, one of the lakes, I forget the name of that lake, maybe you remember it, but it's the second largest lake in Europe. And it's half the size of Lake Ontario over here in the States. And this lake, they don't have to purify the water coming out of it. They just put a pipe in and drain it out. And that's where their drinking water comes from. It's absolutely pure. This stuff is absolutely stunning at what it does. I can't tell you enough about it. It's like, and people who are drawn to it and start to wear it and start to put it on their electric system. We've got this new thing that, because Walt makes these resonators that take a small amount of shungite and then using spiraling allow it to be intensified to a great deal. Right now, that's going to be the future, because sooner or later, they're going to realize what they've got, and it's going to get harder and harder to get. I can tell you that the reason I ever got into the business to begin with is that I kept telling people get it, and they could not get it. And so I spent months just finding out the vendors. I used to be in the business, so I had a heads up on how to go about it. And this last shipment is because I basically hired somebody to go and get it. Because I knew what I wanted and, or what we needed. And, you know, it was one of those situations where even now they don't really understand it. They have never been able to break into the U.S. market, the North America market. And because we got it when we got it, because it was time for the North American, you know, audience to be introduced to shungite. And we just happened to be there to say, oh, okay, we'll do this. Because it is Wolf Spirit. Without a doubt, it's Wolf Spirit that's creating this situation. There was nobody else out there talking about it. You and I started talking about it, and then other people around us started to experiment with it. Walt got in it, and he took it to a new level. So we're learning more and more and more, and one of the things that we learned with his resonators is that if you take one of his resonators and you put it on the cold water intake into the house, you would instantaneously change the entire water system. It would turn alive. And so I was trying to, somebody was asking me what's the difference between the resonator, and the resonator is a more permanent fixture. it probably is something you should use if you've got a big building or a facility. But for the average home, what we're telling people is to take three nuggets, take a piece of duct tape, put the nuggets on the sticky side of the duct tape so that they are connecting as best as possible. Then take that, put the nuggets so that they're on the intake, the cold water intake into your house, and wrap this thing sort of in a spiral, because you're going to have a bigger thing than the width of the pipe. And just, you know, mush it down so it's nice and tight, and you're going to change everything in the water system in your own house. Now, can I prove that? I know it because I'm energy sensitive, but I can tell you that when you wash your hair in this house that now has the shungite field, the water's going to feel softer, so your hair is going to act differently. If you wash your hair in hard water or soft water, it's a totally different effect. And because you know your water already, you go take a shower after you've done this, and you make the decision, is your hair acting different? Does the shampoo act like it bubbles up more, it gets more foamy? There are little telltale physical signs that you can detect once you've done this. You can also put it on like your natural gas. You can do the same thing to the pipe to the natural gas.
Well, here's the thing, and the reason, I just want to talk about this a second, because it's something that links in with these other things, these other guests, which is structured water and the movement, the spiral movement of all energy. And, you know, the reason... Okay, here's the thing, right? Everybody's talking about, is light, is it a particle or a wave? Well, it's a spiral. And if you look up spiral from the side, it looks like nuggets. But if you look at it from the top, you see it's a wave. Boom. There's your duality. Good night. You know? It's all about the spiral. C squared is spinning at the speed of light and moving forward at the speed of light. So... the spinning is the feminine, and the moving forward is the masculine. You see? That's what a spiral is. A spiral is sacred because it combines the masculine forward movement and the feminine circular movement in one combination. So that's why a lot of this, it really appeals... because everything that is made to resume its spiral flow feels good. It actually sends out...
It was Clayton Nolte, wasn't it?
Correct.
That was talking about
correct.
That?
Clayton Nolte. You'll hear it in the archives on Ever Beyond, which are free.
And he was extraordinarily interesting. And one of the things he pointed out was that, and this was being tested by measurements. I mean, they actually had 3D measurements of this stuff. That if you take water and you put it 100 feet down a pipe, it stops spinning. It goes from being alive to dead water. And if you do a 90 degree turn, same thing. So when you put the shungite on it, and it's got such a, like I said, the quantum field has got so much energy coming into this that it's an enormously powerful field, and it starts the water spinning again. It also starts natural gas spinning, so that when you start this left-hand spinning thing, the impurities in the natural gas, I think they disintegrate, or they're attenuated or remodulated or whatever, but we know that Walt did this to his own house, and he went from a heating cycle with his natural gas of 14 minutes to get it up to the thermostat to 4 minutes to get it to the thermostat. We're trying to get people to do more, you know, stick this on your, and take notes, pay attention. How much are you paying? How much did you pay last year? What are you paying now? What'd you pay last month? What are you paying now? I had one friend that said that her electric bill went down when she started using the Bucky bag on the electric system. And you know, if we can convince people that, you know, if we can convince them they're going to save money, we don't have to convince them anything else. The fact that you're healing and you're saving your child, and you know, your unborn child may grow up to be not autistic, because they're making a scary direct link between autism and Wi-Fi. And that if you look at the statistics, the growth of autism is mirroring the growth of the Wi-Fi. And the scientists out there, the doctors out there, who are really into the dangers of the Wi-Fi, are focusing in on that connection. So, like I say, we want people to experiment.
Nancy Hopkins, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, Breezy and Noreen, for calling in. And, well, join us next week. We've got, someone nice.
Thanks, Jay. Be safe, everybody.
Thank you very much. Good night, everyone. Yeah, it'll be great. And just come along. Don't worry. Just come along this time. Monday nights, 8 Eastern. Good night.